So we'll start. Today's daf is Shuas daf Chafei. We're actually on Shuas daf Chafei. So the Mishnah is now going to talk about certain ways that a Shuas Bitui takes effect. So the Mishnah says a Shuas Bitui is no heges. Number one, Echad Dvarim Shel Atzmo, whether or not he swears about himself. The Echad Dvarim Shel Achirim, and he swears about others. We'll explain all this. The Echad Dvarim Sheish Ben Mamish, you can take a shvuah on tangible items, something tangible. For example, a shvuah that I will or won't eat, or that I, depending on if that I ate or I did not eat. The echad dvarim she'ein b'hem mamash. It also could be chal on things that are not tangible and intangible items. In all these cases, if you're amazed, you chayav malchus, b'shogeg you chayav the korban olah b'yoreh. So ketzad, what does it mean by like dvarim shel acherim? How does it mean dvarim shel acherim? So what's the case? Amar shvuah she'etein le'ish ploni. I swear I will give such something to so and so, or shvur, or he says shvur that I won't give. That's what I won't give. Or shulavar, or shvur that nasati, or shalom nasati. Those are cases that deal with somebody else. Now the next says, what are the things that are tangible or not tangible? So what's a non tangible shvur? Guy says sheishon. I swear I will sleep. It's not tangible. It's not sleep. It's just or other. I swear I will sleep. Vishalovishon, or I swear that I won't sleep. Or same thing in the past. So you're shanti that I slept. Shalom yishanti. I didn't sleep. And what's another thing considered able mamish? She ezro troyam. I swear that I will throw a rock into the sea. And as also I swear shelo ezro that I won't throw. Or she's a rock that I threw. Shelo ezro that I didn't swear. I didn't throw. So Rashi points out right away. First Rashi in the second Rashi after the Mishnah. He says she eben mamish. Shrei gavne mashba. There are two types over here. She'ein behen mamish, two types of she'ein behen mamish. To go she'eino, which is actually not tangible, and the next one is throw a stone. That's tangible. The stone is a tangible item. He says, no, mamish she'ein behen haniya. There's no hana. To go into Ezra Tzroliam. I swear I'm going to lift a chair. You know, I'll throw a rock into the sea. That's not considered tangible, Rashi says, because you don't get any benefit from it. There's nothing there. Okay. So now we've come to the famous machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva that we've mentioned more than once. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Eino Chayev. There's no chiyuv. All these places the Ripper points out, we say Eino Chayev. There's no chiyuv korban. But if you do it amazing, you are chayev malchus. Eino Chayev a korban for Shmuel's bitui ela ala asid lavo. Only on a shvua for the future that I will eat or I will not eat. Not that I ate or didn't eat. Right? Shenamar the pasuk says on nefesh kishavu the pasuk says lahara ulahati lehitiv, which is a future tense. To do bad, to do good. That's the future. It's a future shvuah. That's when you have the chiyuv korban all over your. But if the shvuah for the past, there's no makar for a chiyuv korban. So Amar Rabbi Kiva argues this is also chayav for shvuah on the past. In Cain, if you're medayed from the lashon of lahara lehitiv, so ain the el dvarim sheish ben harava atova. How do you know about things that have hara or tova, that have something positive or negative happen to you? For example, I ate or I didn't eat, or I slept or I didn't. I will sleep or I won't sleep. I will eat or I won't eat. But how about all the other cases? What about the shuah? I'm going to throw something into the shuah that I will throw something into the lake. There's no hara or a tub over there. It's, how do you know that? If you're learning it all from lahara lehitiv. Dvarim she'ein b'hem hara v'atava minayin. So Amalah, Rabbi Shmuel answers him. I love these conversations in the Mishnah. You can imagine them sitting together at the table, you know, sitting with a shtender, whatever, and arguing back and forth. I just have that vision. Rabbi Shmuel answers back to him, may riboy a kasuf. No, the pasuk says, what is the end of the pasuk? The pasuk has a riboy. It says, l'chol asher yivata, anything that you explicate from your mouth. L'chol asher yivata. So Amalos, we keep this back to him, wait. If you're going to be marveh, mean chol asher yivateh, so we use that to be marveh shuah l'avar, for past. Shuah's talking about the past. Im riba kasa l'kach, if you're using that to make the reboy for things that are not l'harvah l'haytev, riba kasa l'kach, so make another reboy that it's going to apply. It also adds and includes shuah's on the past. Okay. Now comes, the difference between the shuah and a nedah, which we know all the time. We always say a neder is a petza and a shul is an itzra gavra. So you have to have, how does that work out? So Tana Rabbanon, we have the following brisa, which is a tosefta nedarim. Chomer nedarim v'shua, there's a stringency on nedarim over shuas, and then also chomer shuas nedarim. There's a stringency by shuas, I don't mean like stringency, just, I think it's just it's a nature. The nature is different based on the Chafetz Gavra concept. Chomer ben Nedarim. What's the Chomer ben Nedarim? Shehan Nedarim Chalim al Dvar Mitzvah Dvar Rishus. You can make a neder on a Dvar Mitzvah and then no and not be able to accomplish the mitzvah. For example, if you say Konem Yeshiva Sukkah Alai, the sitting in the sukkah is Konem to me. That's Chal. That's Chal. Even though I'm Mushbavom Har Sinai. But we're going to try to explain it in a minute. But since it's an Isra Nechetza, it's an Isra Nechabra, that's going to be Chal, right? Masha ain't came b'shuas. However, by Shvua, if you say, Shvua, Shalom, Eshe, B'sukkah, I swear I will not eat and sit in the Sukkah, that's not Chal, because that's Shvua and Vatel is a mitzvah. It's not, it doesn't work. You're ready Mushpah Omer Bar Sinai to sit in the Sukkah. So that's not going to be Chal. And let's just finish up over here. And Chomer B'Shavuos, and what's the Chomer B'Shavuos? Shashuos Chalos Hadavar She'Ebo Mamash. A Shavuos can be Chal, an intangible item, because it's Nisim Negavra, so who cares what the item is? Right? It makes perfect sense. That's why you can take a Shavuos, you can take a Shavuos that I will not sleep. Shavuos that I won't sleep. How's that Chal? It's not, there's nothing there, it doesn't matter, there's anything there. The Gavra now is not supposed to sleep, but the Ned is Nisim Chepsa, so you need to my Mamashas to be Chal. Right? Shashuos Chalos Hadavar She'Ebo Mamash. The Dorim can only be Chal on something that's Mamish. But if you say, Konem Shani Yeshon, I make a sleep is also to me. How does that work? What does it mean Chal on? There's no, Rashi points out differently. Rashi says in the middle of the Bibra Masa Masha Enki Vashua, he says, Neder Eno Chal Hashan, if you go to Konem Shani Yeshon, the Konem Loshon Hekdesh, Konem or Neder comes from the concept of Kedusha, who, but my legal Hekdesh, what's it going to be Chal on? Can't be the same thing. There's nothing to be chal on, right? About konim, ain't even saying the chal ayin. But to say my eyes are usher with sleep, so then that would work because then you're making the konim, you're making the hektish onto the eyes, so your eyes can't close. So that would work. I mean, we always say it's all semantics, but the semantics are legitimate here because it's based on what the outcome is. Okay, so someone also said, I heard someone what's that hadpasa? Right? We said machlokas. You know, machlokas at the beginning of the parak. Whether hadpasa zek zeh works for Shua, but hadpasa zek zeh does work for Shua. So it's a machlokas, but Adarim is no machlokas. It's a konim alai this kazeh. So why don't we put that over here according to that mandam? Okay. So I just want to talk a little bit about this because salvation gas. He says the bottom line is we say that the ikur chiluk between the Adarim is the chetza, and therefore the Adarim is on the chetza, so therefore it's chal, right? You could say it could be chal on the Dvar Mitzvah. And the shvua is that I won't send the sukkah on the gabra, it's not chal. So the Rosh says, listen, so cool. So bottom line is, your hafla is now ushering you to do a mitzvah. Who cares? It's on the chetza, it's on the gabra. What's the difference? Bottom line is, you can't do the mitzvah, and you're mushmul going to the Har Sinai. So why does he work by neder? So he tries to explain. He says, because in order, what would happen if you would take a shua, not on the mitzvah itself, but you would take a shua on an item, and by not being able to do what you make the shua on, you know, de facto you can't do the mitzvah. What's the example? There's a Gemara in Daf Chav Tes. It says nishma levatel is a mitzvah. What's that? The shua shelo laso sukkah. I swear I won't make a sukkah. There's no mitzvah making a sukkah. There's a whole thing with the mitziv and the shiltos that it's, you know, it's a hechsher mitzvah, the custom of Torah. Bottom line is, it's not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. So if I make a shul that I won't build a sukkah, I'm not going to have a mitzvah. She says, what's the halach over there? Mar calls that nishmul levatel is a mitzvah. That's still considered nishmul levatel is a mitzvah. So he says that, you see, even a bitul mitzvah mimela, right, turns a shul into a shul shav. It's not chal, right? It's a shul shav. Right? It's a false shua. So he says, right? Okay. They talk about that. But bottom line is, exactly. So why is that us, sir? So he says, because, he basically says, by an Isra Gavra, the shua is, what the shua is doing, the shua is a frontal assault on the mitzvah. It's a direct assault on the mitzvah. Right? He says, the Isra Gavra, Nishba ba'ofen yashir, lo lasos as a mitzvah. You're right, you have to explain why. What, shul that I won't sit in the sukkah, so it only means I won't sit in this sukkah. What about any other sukkah? You're right. Shul that I won't eat matzah. I swear I won't eat matzah. Then you got to take the shul that I won't buy matzah. You know? Same concept. Shul I won't eat matzah. So he says, here, nishba ba'ofen yashir, lo lasos as a mitzvah. It's a direct frontal assault on the mitzvah. But by neder, it's like a back door. So the back door works. He says, L'mazot, on the other hand, be'isu chetza, ina osers ki mitzvah gavr be'open nashir. It's not a direct frontal assault on the mitzvah. Elishim, imeila lo yuchal l'kaimus ha-mitzvah, b'shim she'chetza osir. Because imeila, it's not going to happen. Around the veil, it's not going to happen. So he says, the only time you say that it can't be chal mitzvah, he's just explaining the what. The what is that you can't have a direct frontal assault on a mitzvah. Shvua is a direct frontal assault on the mitzvah. He says, if I have a nafkamina, maybe what happens over here, if someone speaks to Shvua, that I won't go, I swear I won't go to a place that has matzah on the night of the Seder. She's like, all right, so you're right. Maybe you could go to somewhere else. Maybe, but you're making a direct assault on the mitzvah. So that's why he says that's a problem. It's only nishba neged etzem hamitzvah, right? Then that's going to be a shvut. If your hafla is a frontal assault on the mitzvah, so I think that works also. I swear I won't build a sukkah. So you're directly assaulting the mitzvah. Yes, there's no mitzvah to build, but you're directly assaulting it because by your words, it's a frontal attack. Shvut that I can't, that the sukkah is usher to me. I didn't assault the mitzvah. I only assaulted the chetzah. It comes out that I can't be makayim the mitzvah. Very thin criteria here. It comes out that I can't accomplish the mitzvah. That's the back door. It's whether you come into the front door or the back door. That's basically, I think, what the Rav is trying to explain. Okay. Right. So the talk there. Well, it depends on how you formulate the mitzvah and how you formulate the neder. Right. No, that's only on me. This sukkah is konim sukkah alai. It depends on how, but if I think it. What do you mean? So I guess it depends on how you form it. The nafkamina is in every case of a dvar mitzvah. You can make a neder on dvar. You can make a neder dvar mitzvah. Konem tefillin alai. Tchal. Shvur that I won't put on tefillin's not tchal. Because it's against the dvar mitzvah. The direct assault on the dvar mitzvah. Yeah, it is. That's what he's just explaining what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a difference between chetz and gavra. He's saying sof doesn't matter. You're not doing the mitzvah. So I have to explain why. What's the difference? The difference is how you assault, is how you're attacking the mitzvah. It doesn't explain why. It explains the what. That's how it works. So that's that. Okay. Fine. So the Mishnah then said, Ketzad, right? Meaning what did we had about the Shvua on Acherim. We said Ketzad. Amr shvusha etin laploni v'shelo etin. I swear I will give something to Ploni, or I won't give something to Ploni. So the Gemara says, my etin. What does it mean to give? Ilema stuck to ani. If he says, I swear I'm going to give stucca to an ani. But it's a big deal. Of course, Mushkul Yom HaSinai, you. He has to get stucca. I see even my nasei is Mushkul Yom HaSinai. He has to get stucca, right? Shenemar not so cheating low. You have to give money to a stucca. So I swear I'm going to give. Okay, so Ella maternal usher must be talking about. I'm sure that I'm going to give a matana to a wealthy person. So also very important. The Rashba says Yesh Mizoli Rabbeinu Sarpasim. So only Dafka Kishani Sholim Menat Staka. It's only if the ani is actually asking. The guy's knocking on your door, because at that point Mushpil Itingo. That's when you have the chiyah. The Chayla Ani the Alma Shul Chalalav. The Ein Lachayv Lechav Panis Ani B'Madai. You don't have to go to Parasa Madai. You don't have to go spy the ani to give him. That's not the chiv. The chiv is, if he knocks on your door, you got to give him. Okay. And he says also, he says, nearly gam king dafka the matana muetes. It's only for a small matana. But if you make a shvua, then I'm right, lisha, right? However, if you make a shvua, then I'm not going to give him like $1 million for tzedakah, that's also going to be chal. But you don't have a chiv to give him that much. You have to give him the kidei l'parnasa. Once he has that money, he's in an usher already. Then he says also, what about it's benishpa litein as the usher? What about the usher doesn't want to accept it? You know, your whole shvua is dependent upon whether the person accepts the matana. So the Rashi says that's already built in. That's got to be built in. If he's messiah of the matana, you're not going to be over your shvua yet, right? It says dafka kisha also after rotsi lekablo. About ina rotsi lekablo nifters emishwaso. Shlo al dashi kabbala acher ba'al karpo nishko. That's not what he has in mind to swear and have to do something ba'al karpo of the recipient. The recipient has to be willing to accept it. Okay. No. What? Well, that's the thing. So it must be, you have to put the cases where if that's the case, then maybe it is chal. That's exactly what the Rashba said. You have to look at the cases where it could be chal. Okay, the Mishnah also says, I swear I will sleep or that I won't sleep. So the Gemara then says, Aini, that I won't sleep, that's a good shua, Aini, and therefore it's chal. And if you have to be mekayim, if you have a time, you have an older Rabbi Yoreid. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, if I swear I won't sleep for 3 days, Malkin of so be yashin. You give him malchus right away, and he can sleep right away. Because you can't be, who to stay, you can't stay up for 3 days. Yeah, doctors will tell me otherwise. But you can't stay, yeah, lawyers can say the same thing. You can, eventually, you're going to be near done. At some point in time, your eyes are going to close and you'll catch a little shut eye. Whether you want to or not, it's naturally, it's forced. There's nothing you can do about it. What? Well, you're thinking about it. Dreaming about the client, you go for it. So, right? Especially if it's a malpractice. So, she says, Amy? Right? The Hammer of Yochanan, Omer, Shimon, Shlovish, and Shlovish, Yomi, Malkin, also, the Yashin, Lalter, sleeps right away. She goes, oh, that's it. I don't know what the Havamin is. So, Hassam, Shlovish, Yomi, Shalom, Shlovish, Yomi. He swore he wasn't going to sleep for 3 days. That's you do it. That's you have to get. That's not how. But, Hachad, the low Omer, Shlovish, Yomi. He just said, Shimon, Shlovish, Yomi. So, the whole thing, what does that mean? What does that mean? He didn't say 3 days. It means he said 1 day, or he just said, stop. Usually, if you say stam, machlokes b'shona. Because usually, if you say stam, that means forever. You know, shul I won't eat peros is mashma forever. The shul I won't sleep is mashma forever. So the Rashi here says that maybe it just means when stam only means what you're capable of. So shul shalish and stam means for a day or as long as you're capable of staying awake. The Rush says no. If you said it's stam, that meant leolam, and you would give malchus to make him sleep right away. Here, what it means is. Delo Amr Shlosh means he didn't say 3, he said 1. So therefore, the shvua would be chal. Right? That's Machlokes in the Rashba here, and the Rosh is in Simon Chafal. So just one more thing: is what about the following case? Right, the Ran brings down the case, and it's also the Rambam in Perak Aleph the Hook of Shvus. So it swears Shelo Yutam Klum Shivas Yom Ratzufim. You won't eat for 7 days straight. 7 days straight, he's not going to eat. What? Is it the same thing? Right, so it's impossible. So he won't consume anything for 7 days straight. Okay, he won't consume for 7 days straight. So I don't think that's not possible. You're gonna die, right? No, nothing. You don't intake anything for 7 days. No low IV, nothing. Hunger strike for 7 days. Most more likely than not, it's not a safe thing. I think without fluids for 7 days. Fluids you need 3 or 4 days, right? Okay. So what's the case? Misha nishmash lo yitam klum shubas yom tzufim. So is that, the Rambam says that's considered nishbal davar she'ir shal akaimo. It's something that's ir shal akaimo, like sleep. And therefore it's shul shav. And it's not a shul bitoy. It's shul shav. You make him eat. And what? Just like this. The Ran argues. The Ran says, what are you talking about? He says, no, this is considered ef shal akaimo. He says, what do you mean ef shal akaimo? This is what he says. V'nira li, delo dam ilu shalo ishan. It's not the same as shalo ishan shalo shishavim. The Hashemite time, why? Because he's going to be forced to fall asleep. Your body can't do it. But what about here? The Hilchos Lo Chayla about Ze Yochel Lama B'Shvuso. By the not eating for 7 days, he says, what's going to happen? You're going to get to the point where he's going to be definitely sick. My Amar She Yomus. He says Lichis She Yistakein when he becomes in danger. So Tifkos Shvuso with Beisakaros Tefashos. He's got pikuach nefesh, midocha l'shvua. So let him not eat as much until he puts himself in danger, and then break the shvua. But at that point in time, he's not breaking the shvua. He has a head there of pikuach nefesh, because it's not one of the big three. Yeah. He swears I won't eat for 7 days. What? There are times you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. I have a tiny chalom on Shabbos. There are certain times. Okay, so that's the case. You're coming up with all these nuances. This is the case. He swore I walk in and eat for 7 days. So what's the hesper? So how does that work? So Salvation explains, maybe it just depends. The Ran Shita is that, how do you define a shvur shikiv yechsel l'kaima? So
Shua Sheyesh Lekaima, he says, is that it's Taloi, it on the Isser Shehu Totsal Michul Shvua.
If your Mechalal Shvua is there an Isser, in what in your words.
So here, if your Mechalal Shvua, there's no Isser, but it's Kuach Nefesh. The Rambam just said it's just based on possibility. Can you perform this act? No, it's Yesh Lekaima.
Then there's the Ron later on that says, though, you know what, I agree with the Rambam. This is, it's still, it's not a good shvua. It's not a shvua's bitoy, but not because it's shvua she'ef shel kaima. He says, I didn't emes the lami time el mishnah avli nishbal abo dvar Torah. Shvua, it's against the shvua lekaim against the mitzvah. It's not that it's shel kaima because you have a mitzvah not to put yourself in sakana. So you can't take a shvua, but by definition, put yourself in the sakana, right? So the Rav has. So it's a shvua that not going to be, but we just said that you're not going to be in sakana. But once you get into sakana, you're going to be eating. So the Rav says, see again, based on what we said before, that a shvua against the dvar mitzvah nothing to do with the outcome. Did you directly attack a mitzvah? Yeah, directly attack the mitzvah here. I took a shvua that's against the mitzvah of keeping me. In the end, I'm not going to go against the mitzvah because I'm going to be forced to eat. Doesn't matter. Look at the shvua itself. The shvua itself was a frontal assault on the mitzvah, and that's considered shvua. That's considered mishpul levatel as a mitzvah. Okay, that's the doctors will tell you what sakana is. Okay, the doctors will tell you. They'll tell you. What? The lawyers will always, depends who they're representing. They can tell you what it is. You need an objective viewpoint. Okay, I know what people want to hear. Okay, so next case is Ezrok Sro Liyam Shlo Ezrok. I swear I'm going to throw something to the sea, but I'm not going to throw something to the sea. So Itmar, what the guy says the following: Shvuah says Zarak Ploni Sro Liyam. I swear that so and so threw a rock into the sea, right? Or Vilchelo Zarak, or that he didn't throw, right? And he lied. So Rav Amar Chai. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel doesn't work. This is in the past. Rav Amar Chai. If Rav says that he's Chai Vakarvan, but if he was showing lying, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Pater, he's Pater. So Rav Amar Chai. Why does Rav say he's Chai? The Isi Balav Hein, because you, in order for a shvua to be chal, it has to be la v'hein. The possibility for it to be a positive and a negative. Here the possibility is a positive and negative. He did throw or he didn't throw. La v'hein. So it should be chal. Shmuel amar pater, the lesser b'habo. Shmuel has another chiyuv that not only does it have to be la v'hein, it also has to be able to be done in the future. I can't make a shvua that you're going to throw a rock tomorrow. It's not totally on me. How can I make that shvua? So it's not possible for that shvua to be chal on a future event. If it's not possible to be chayav on the event, therefore, if you make it on a past event, you're not chayav either. It's part of the rules. Each shvua has to be looked at individually. If I took a shvua on a past event, and there's no possibility for me to take a similar shvua on a future event, so even on the past, the shvua on the past event is not considered a shvua as bitul. So, lame the talk to the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva come with me. Name their argument of Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. It's not like we learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Rabbi Shmuel says, Enu chayav el asu level. You're the chayav on a future shvua. It should only be good things and bad things. Like throw a tzror into the yam. So Amar Lo Mi Riba Kasef. Just to repeat the Mishnah. So Amar Lo Im Riba Kasef Kach. Riba Kasef Kach. So maybe the pasuk should include cash rules as well. So maybe you'll say that Rav, who says that Yechayev, maybe he holds like Rabbi Kiva, because he's Mechayev Shmuel L'Shavar. And Shmuel, who says that you putter, the Amrik Rabbi Shmuel, he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you putter for Shmuel Sha'avar. Tosafot says, by the way, what are you talking about? We just said what Shmuel just explained why you putter. Shmuel says a putter because it's less of a lahaba. Now you're telling me that Shmuel says he's putter because he holds like. Yeah, but Shmuel says, Amar putter the less of a lahaba. He gave his reason because in order to be chayiv, you have to have the possibility to do in the future and the past. The Tosos answer is similar to yours. The Tosos says, look at the second to last Tosos, the Imtomer, Bahai Le'al, Tomer Shmuel, Tainu Shim, the Lesser B'Lahaba. Now you're telling me the reason is because he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that you put it for Shmuel to Sha'abar? So the Tosos says, it says, the Yish Lomar, the Ainzim of Shmuel. These weren't the words of Shmuel. It was the stump of the Gemara that was trying to give an example. Right? Ella Hashas Mefarish Kain Ali Bey, the Chainan Zay Yish Bekam Mekolos Beshas. You can't attribute that. It's not necessarily that the statement's attributed to the Samora. What's going on here is the Amora made a statement, and the stomach of the Gemara is trying to explain what it is. So originally the stomach of the Gemara said, maybe he means the Dilesi Bilahaba. That may be a reason. Maybe no. Let's try to say that it applies to
to a machlokas tanoim. We always try to make it apply to a machlokas tanoim. So that was not Shmuel's statement. It's very similar to what you were saying. It's Rav. Right, so maybe that's the same thing with Rav. Rav Isav Lavahin. And now we're saying Rav says, right, okay. Same thing. It's just a methodological point that sometimes when the Gemara is speaking, it's not necessarily that person who's speaking. There's an underlying stam in the Gemara that's also trying to understand, and Tosos here and points out other places in Shas, and here is that test, it puts it in the Mosos of Shas, there is a whole list of other places where Tosos says that. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, listen, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that any shul is over, you're potter from, kuli amalo pligi. Everyone agrees that if you say shvur shazorak poni tsroliyan potter, because it's in the future, it's in the past, you're not going to be chayv according to Rabbi Shmuel. That's it. But hashta, so, because the Gemara basically says, hashta milsa di isib al haba, lo mi chayv Rabbi Shmuel alvar. Even in a case where you do have the possibility of making that shvur in the future, for a future type shvur, Rabbi Shmuel says you're potter if you say in the past type shvur. In this case, right? Milks is less of a bummy boy. In this case, we're you can't even make the shvu in the future. Of course, you're going to be putter if you make the shvu in the past. Which small holds, shvu on alabar, you're putter. Ella, rather, keep legal, leave it to Rabbi Kiva. The whole machlok is Rabbi Kiva, who said that you machai shvu l'sha'avar. So, Rav to Rabbi Kiva, Rav holds to Rabbi Kiva. Every shvu l'sha'avar, you chayev. Shmuel says no. Ad kan lo machai Rabbi Kiva hasam. Rabbi Kiva is only machai shvu l'ha'avar in the Mishnah. That's only if you have the possibility of making a similar shvu in the future. But, all right, mechayev Rabbi Kiva l'sha'avar. Then he's mechayev Rabbi Kiva l'sha'avar. If you can possibly do it in the future. But if there's no possibility of making that shvu in the future tense, I swear he will throw something into the sea. Then Rabbi Kiva admits, lo, then Bilahabog, then lo Mechayev. Then Rabbi Kiva's going to admit that you have Mechayev if you make the shvu in the past. Yeah, so shvu that I will drink. About drinking. I swear I will drink. I swear I drank. I swear I won't drink. I swear I didn't drink. Works on somebody else. I swear he drank. That's possible. I swear he will drink. And it's not in your hands. You can't make the shvur. You are. But what about a guy who says, okay, so in order for a shvur, it's the same thing. It's like a tanai. You need a tanai kafa. These are the rules. In order for a shvur to be chal, Shmuel is saying, he has to have the possibility to be chal on a future, on a past event and a future event. If I take a shvur that you drink, there's no possibility for that make that shvur in the future. I can't swear that you will drink. Therefore, it's not a shvur's bitul. Maybe a shvur shav, but doesn't fit into the rules. A shvur's bitul. It's not because it's a shul speaker. You have to follow the rules. You have to have these rules. Yes, right now it's a shul that's possible. But in order for it to be qualified as a shul speaker, the possibility exists. The possibility has to exist that the shul has to be called on a future event as well. A similar shul. So by making a shul about myself, that could work. About somebody else, that can't work. The Gemara says, okay, lame of Lukta, maybe we'll say the machlok is Rabbi Shmuel about whether you have to have the possibility that the shul can be called on a future event. Maybe their machlok is the same machlok as Rabbi Yehuda Masevi Rabbi Rabbanu Kamil Purim. We're arguing about that machlok. It's Tanan. This is going to be on, I think, Shabbos stuff, right? Nishba Levat Nelson Mitzvah. A guy swears that he's not going to do one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. A guy swears, I will not put on tefillin. Okay? Below beat, in the end, he put on tefillin. So Potter. He's Potter from the Shvua because the Shvua was never Chal. There's Nishba Levat Nelson Mitzvah. It's just not Chal. It's a nothing. So too as well, if he takes a Shvua Lekayim as a mitzvah, below Kiyam. I swear I won't talk during davening, which is why people have those issues sometimes when you make these funny things. I swear, you must have known where I seen it. You're not allowed to talk during davening to begin with. It's a bad example. But, actually, it's a good example, but people don't like the example. Okay, I swear I'm going to eat matzah on Pesach. And he didn't eat matzah on Pesach. Hey, so he's over the mitzvah of not eating matzah on Pesach. But he's over a shvur? No, because he's much more known where I seen it to do that. So he's patur. That's the kind of comment. But Rabbi Yehuda and Masera, but then she yichayev kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda Masera. Rabbi Yehuda said shehayil. But then she yichayev kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda Masera. Rabbi Yehuda Masera said maybe you should be chayev in this case. If I swear to do a mitzvah, I don't do it. You should be chayev if you don't do it. Why? Don't Rabbi Yehuda Masera. Rabbi Yehuda Masera has some sort of kavachoma here. Uma'im rishus. Something that's just a rishus. It's a permissible thing. It's not a chiyah. Like throwing a rock into the water. She'ena mushbalem el harsin leh. There's no chiyah to throw a rock into the water, right? Of course not. Harei yuchayev aleh. He swears to do so. When he doesn't, he's chayev. So the mitzvah, a mitzvah, shemushba me'alemei har sinai, he's already mechuyav to do it from har sinai, ain't no din shechayev alel, of course he should be chayev for it, if he takes a shvu on it. He's already chayev. So the Gemara says, amulo, lo. He says, no, that's not the case. Make a chilek. Im amart, if you're going to say, b'shvus harashus, shekein asabo laf kehein.
By shvus harashus, we're going to throw a rock into the water. So there you have lav kehein. You can say, I'm going to throw a rock, or I'm not going to throw a rock. That's why it's chal. Shekein asabo ben laf kehein. Tol b'shvus mitzvah, shekein lo asabo laf kehein. By shvus mitzvah, I swear I'm going to eat matzah. You don't have the lav. You can't swear I'm not going to eat matzah. Because it doesn't work. It's mushba b'omer har sinai already. So that's why. So the machlokas here is whether you need lav kehein. Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir obviously doesn't need lav kehein. Therefore he would say, if I take a shvua to do a mitzvah and I don't do the mitzvah, not only did I was mevatel the mitzvah, I also am chayav for shvuas bitoy. But the Rabbanan said, you can't be chayav for shvuas bitoy by a mitzvah because you can't do lav kehein. I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin. What do you mean I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin? It goes against the Torah. You can't do that. Maybe that's the machlokas. So name a Rav. Maybe Rav who says that if I swear, again, the case is I swear that you're going to throw a rock into the, right, I swear that you threw a rock into the water, right, that you're chayev, maybe he holds the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir. Because I guess the same way that you don't need lav kehein, you don't need l'sha'av l'sha'ava. You don't need the same way. You don't need these extra rules. And Shmuel's going to hold like Rabbanon that every shvuah, Rabbanon said that every shvuah has to have a lav kehein, and so too they're going to say in order for shvuah to be chal, you need amar lahava, you need these reciprocal rules by shvuah, and maybe Rab doesn't need these reciprocal rules. So Martin says, okay, aliba the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir kui yom lo pliki. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, there's no machlokas that if you say shvuah shezarek ploni tzvor liyam, right, you're chayav. Why you chayef? Because hashda lav behein lo bayi lahabo l'shaavar bayi. He doesn't need lav behein. Lav behein is based on this. I'm learning it. Lav behein is based on the pasuk lahara lahitiv. Lahabo l'shaavar is like a lemur. It's a drasha. It's not direct from the. So if he doesn't learn the actual pasuk this way, he doesn't learn how to have the lemur either, right? So if he doesn't have lav behein, he obviously doesn't have l'shaavar lahabo, right? But keep ligi aliba. The Rabbanan. The Machlokas in Rav Shmuel is a Liba the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan obviously hold that you need La Vehein. But they do they need La'abar or La'ava? Right? So Shmuel to Rabbanan. Shmuel's like the Rabbanan, who says that you need, that you have to have the Shmuel, since they say you need La Vehein, you also need La'abar or La'ava. But Rav, Kilo Machayev Rabbanan B'La Vehein. They only say you need La Vehein. They say La'ara or La'hatev Beheja. It's as clear as day. La'ara or La'hatev. You need La Vehein. About La'ava or La'abar, but lahavul she'avar, right? They're not. It's the miriboy dekraasu. That would only come out from the pasuk. Then bechayvim, right? That would come out from the pasuk. You would only have to have a limur to make lahavul lahava. In that case, they would be mechayiv like me. And therefore, if I took a shua, then you're mechayim. Therefore, I don't have to have the shua. It has to be chayim lahavo. So therefore, if I took a shua that you threw a rock into the water, according to Rab, it would still be chal, because I don't need the shua that you will throw a rock into the water to be chal. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Shita Shmuel, who needs lahavo or l'sha'avar, right? So the Gemara asks Masiv Rab Hamnuna, right? This is a Mishnah. This is on the Mishnah on that test. Guy says shua lo achalti hayom. I swear I didn't eat today. And he also says. A person says, I say, lo achalti hayom, I didn't eat today, not a shua yet. Lo hinachti tefillin hayom, or I didn't put on tefillin today, right? And then he says, and then someone, you say to me, mashbiach ani. If you want to swear to that, but amar amen, and I say amen. So that now it's a shua. So basically, he swore I didn't eat, and he swore I didn't put on tefillin. And it's not true. He did eat and he did put on tefillin, right? So Yechayev, the person who says Amen, is Chayev. So Bishlam Alo Achalti, Lo Achalti makes sense to him Chayev, because why? The Isay below Ochel, because it's Lahavar Lahava. I can make a shua that I swore I didn't eat, the same way I can make a shua I swear that I won't eat. That's fine. But he said Amen, so he makes the shua. That's the case. I said Amen. You're going to swear to that? Yeah, I swear to that. Amen means yeah, I swear to that. I said I didn't eat. You said, you can swear to that? And I said, amen. That's my shvuah.
So what? It's my shvuah. So bishem alo achalti the isay lo ochel el lo hinachti tefillin. I swear I didn't put on tefillin. What's the future? What's the lahaba of tefillin? Right? El lo hinachti mi isay belo aniach. Can I swear I'm not going to put on tefillin today? So they all ask, maybe you put on tefillin already. So maybe it's a case where you did put on tefillin, where it's not it's not the zman. So whatever the case may be, you have to work on the case. But I swear I won't put on tefillin. That's impossible. It's against the shul. So here you have a case of where it's not lehaba, and yet the Mishnah says yichayiv. So that's a question on Shmuel. So who mosif la, who mefarik la? So he asked the question and answered that. So let's start the Gedani. Each case taken individually, it's on its own terms. Lo achalti, what's the fee by lo achalti? Then you have a karban. Lo anachti tefillin, I didn't put on tefillin. That's lemalchus. But we said earlier in the shir, all these cases, we say chayiv or not, is the Indian karban all over your rate. But if you violated the mazid, any of these shvuas, you get malchus. And so too, all these cases, lahara lehetiv, la'avra lahava, that's only for the karban. We still chayiv malchus. Right? So the case over here, if I took a shvuah that I didn't put on tefillin, and in reality I did put on tefillin, you're right. I can't be chayav a korban over v'yori because there's no lehaba, says Shmuel. But I still chayav malchus for violating the shvua. It's a shvua shav. I get malchus. Okay?
Mati, you look bewildered and perplexed. But because you violate your word. Because for the chi of malchus, you don't need the shvua to also be lehaba, l'abra lehaba. The only thing... It's all for, that's what we said at the beginning. It's all for the carbon. It's all for the carbon. But for Malchus, you would be chayiv. If you didn't amaze it, you'd be chayiv Malchus. I didn't put on tefillin. If I swear I will not put on tefillin, that's not chal, because it's against the Torah. I swear I put on tefillin. So according to Shmuel, we always said you're not chayiv, because you can't make the future Shmuel. You're not chayiv a carbon. But if you did put on tefillin and you did the whole thing with amaze it, you'd be chayiv Malchus. The whole thing here is, but the special thing we're talking about is the korban over b'yori. Fine, so you can't see the future, so Shmuel says, that's when you're not chayiv a korban. All these things, all these nimudim are for the key of the chi of korban, not for the chi of malchus. Okay, now another question. Rava is now going to ask the question on Shmuel. Masib Rava, ezo hi shvua shav. What's considered a false shvua? That's a worthless false shvua, which you're also chayiv for, you're not allowed to do that. Nishba l'shana says, do l'adam. I swear about something that everyone knows is false, right? For example, Amar al Amud shel Evan, I swear that this shtender here is shel Zav. I swear this is gold. Everyone who looks at it knows it's not gold. It's wood, right? Or it's stone. The Amar Ulam hu shenik l'shlosh bnei adam, provided that three people know that this fact, right? Hu shenik l'shlosh bnei adam. The Gemara then says, so it comes from Ula, time of the Nikar. The whole reason why it's considered shvua shav is because it's recognizable by three people that what he's saying is nothing. Halo nikar, but if it wasn't nikar, over mishum shvuas bitoy, he'd be over on bitoy, right? That's the deal. He'd be over in shvuas bitoy. Shvuas bitoy would be chayav you over b'yei. The difference between shvuas bitoy and shvua shav is that by shvuas bitoy, by shogeg you chayav a carbon. By shvua shav, by shogeg you putz of a carbon. Both of them will be chayav malchus b'mezer. I didn't realize it was Asr.
No.
That's a shogeg. I didn't realize it was Asr. Yeah. Same thing by Shabbos. It's wood. All right. I didn't realize it was Asr. I didn't realize it was... You can't say that here. You have to say the other side of shogeg. I didn't know that this was the shogeg. I didn't know that. You're not allowed to do this. Whatever. Okay? But by Nazid, both of them are chayiv malchus. So what's the case? So the diuk is that if it's not recognized by three people, the diuk is you have a shvuas bitoy. Ve'amai ha'inu b'yeshel zav. If I swear this is gold, I can't swear this will be gold. What am I, Rumpelstiltskin? Make it into gold? It's impossible, right? So it's not bilahaba. It's not bilahaba. So that's a kasha on Shmuel. Because Shmuel says in order to be chayv shvuas bitoy, you have to have bilahaba. So who mosiv lav, who mefarik lav? So nika over mishum shvuas shav. If it's nikar, you're over shvua shav. Lo nikar, over mishum shvua sheker. It's a false shvua, not shvua's bitur. Just a false shvua. It's not a shvua's bitur. You're right. You're not going to be chayev. Where's the chayev? You're chayev a shvua sheker. Now I'll make a false shvua. Doesn't mean you're shvua's bitur is a specific type of shvua. There's no korban over here. Answer the question. Fine. Next case. You also have the concept of another shvua called a shvua's edus. Right? If someone swears
If you know Eidos, and if someone says, come to Eidos, I swear I don't know the Eidos, and it's not true. You're also type of call carbon over your leg. Okay. So Amar Abayi, right? Umode Rav, right? Even though Rav said that a Shmuel's Bitoy has to be, right, that you don't need the Avar Lahava, that was Shmuel's case. Mode Rav, but Omer Lachaveiro, Shmuel Sha'ani Yodeil Cha'Eidos. If I go to you, I said, Yossi, I know Eidos for you. But I be Ishtaka, and I forgot. The Ishtaka to Lo Yadola. Right. But it turns out I didn't really know the Eidos, right? The Pater. I don't have to bring a carbon. I don't have to bring a carbon over here. Hoe, the less the Biklaus, any day of Eidos. Because if I swear I don't know for you Eidos, that's what the Shuas Bitoy. She'ini Yodela for Shuas Eidos, She'ini Yodela for Eidos turns into a Shuas Eidos. So therefore, Rav says, if you take a shvuah that I do know Eidos for you, you're not chayev. Because it doesn't, he admits, because the other way around, it just creates a shvuah's Eidos, not a shvuah's Bitoy. Next case. Abaye says, following. The guy says, a shvuah yadati, like I knew Eidos for you. Below yadati, or I didn't know Eidos for you. That's the machlokas Rav Shmuel. In that case, you have a machlokas Rav Shmuel. Because they said whether shvuah's Bitoy has to be la'av l'ahava. So here, this shvuah is not l'ahava. Because first, yadati l'cha eidos, or shvuah I will know for you eidos doesn't make sense. Lo yadati l'cha eidos, shvuah that I will not know for you eidos, what does that work? That's no l'haba l'haba. So that's going to be, is that right? Is that clock right? Okay, that's going to be the machlokas. Now the Gemara says now, why do you have the din of shvuah's eidos? All shvuah's eidos will be klal shvuah's bito. I swear I don't know eidos for you. So that would be the same thing Shmuel's Bito. Why I need a separate halacha about Shmuel's Eidos? So Bishmol Shmuel, the Amr Milsa, the less legal haba, lo mechayv, lo lishavar, the lahachi after Rachman, the Shmuel's Eidos, while Shmuel's Bito. Because according to, what's the case of Shmuel's Eidos? I swear I don't know Eidos for you. What's the lahaba? I swear I will know Eidos for you. That doesn't make sense. So according to Shmuel, if we didn't have a new category of Shmuel's Eidos, you would be chayv for Shmuel's Bito, because it's not lehaba. There's no, you can't make, so therefore we make a new category of Shmuel's Eidos. Is that right? Is that right? Now you have a new category of shuas. That was early. You have a new category of shuas edus, and therefore that's why you chayev. Because if it was still in the category of shuas bito, you would be able to chayev because you can't make shuah haba. El l'rav l'mayhem pesachar rachmana. According to Rav, who says you chayev anyway, why don't I have to make a new chiyev of shuas edus? Just tell me shuas bito. So Amru Rabbanu Kmei Dabai. The Rabbanu said to front of Rabbi, lachiyu ve'elay tarti to make you chayev twice. One for shuas edus, one for shuas bito. So Amr Lahu advises back and Tarti lo matzir Amr Messiah. You can't see Chayiv. So the timing, the Bryce says, it's Pasuk says, "V'ha'yik ki yeshem la'achas met la'ela." Only for one. La'achas ha'machayiv, we have machayiv for Stein. There's a cost of one machayiv, one type of shua for each utterance. So Abaye l'may hilchasa afir rachmana. So according to Abaye, why does it take it out of shua's bitoy and make his own conscious shua's English? He says, look at the sign. Like the following Bryce, the kul nemar v'nelam. Each place says v'nelam. The kind low number vanilla, the chayv al amazik b'shogeg. Every other shvuah says vanilla. She only chayv the carbon if you do b'shogeg. Yeah, halama. But it doesn't say that by shvuah's edus. So by shvuah's edus, even by amazing, not chayv malchus, you chayv a carbon. So when the Gemara says, I'm saying this. Amalei rabban labayi. So rabban said back to labayi. Aim of amazik chayv chado b'shogeg chayv tarti. Maybe amazing chayv only once, and b'shogeg you chayv two carbonos. So he says amalei lab hayin. Didn't everybody tell you? It says achas. Achas tam chayv of yitam chayv b'shtayim. The amazing the yikatarti. And if, so therefore by Mason, how am I going to have twice? If I could only do it, if I only have one for you. So Rava says no. Rava Amar, Mishum Dahabe Dover Shabit. The reason why you have to have Shavuos, the whole thing, my Shavuos, I don't know, but this is my focus here. Rava says, Mishum Dahabe Dover Shabichlal, Vyotzl Dover Dover Chadosh, Ein Lachabo Elokidusho. Right? Shavuos Eidos was already in the cloud of Shavuos Bitu. Then it came out, right, that's, because you own, the special thing by Shavuos Eidos is only Chayev about testimony. And someone who can give testimony, I mean, not an Eved, and amazed him. So once it already came out of the cloud, Ein l'chavo el chidusha b'lad, so therefore it only has its own chidushim, and therefore you have to learn it by itself. Michlal d'abayi, so Rabba says that the Pasuk already pulls Shavuos Eidos out of Shavuos Bitoy. Mashma, that Abayi said that Shavuos Eidos is part of Shavuos Bitoy. Michlal d'abayi sabar, isel shavu ba'al bolam. It's the same thing. Aye, but that can't be. That's a steer in Abaye. But Amar Abaye, Abaye didn't say, Mode Rab Ola Chavei, Shvush, Shani Yodel Chaedus, Vishtachaf, the Lo Yodale, the Potter, Ho of Alessa, the Inu Deil Chaedus. There's no La Vahain. Abaye says that you don't need La Vahain by Shvush Eidus. So it's pulled, it's different than Shvush Bitoy. But the Diyuk we just had here is that Abaye says it's already part of Shvush Bitoy. So what's going on? So the Gemara says two answers. Either Hadar Bey Abai Mehi, either Abai would retract it from one of the statements. The Ibai saying, well, no, it wasn't really Abai. Chadim Rav Papa Amro. One of the statements was said by Rav Papa.
Was Rav Papa due to Abai? Because Rav Papa, I think, became Rosh Hashiva after Abai.
So the Talmud remembered that the Rosh Hashiva made a statement. It just didn't remember which Rosh Hashiva made that statement. Okay? So we'll stop here. Have a good day. Tonight, even the Kasha, Omer, Ratzko, Yisbor, Kuzak, Yisrael, Yisrael, Pidach, Yerbil, Tov, Mishra, Shinem, Ar, Nachal, Beitz, Amal, Tzitko, Yadil, Tarab, Yadil. Amen. Amen.